This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. At least 40 migrants have been killed, another 80 wounded, in an airstrike on a detention center near the Libyan capital of Tripoli. A Libyan Interior Undersecretary says the death toll will rise as rescue and recovery operations continue. There were said to be about 150 people, mainly Africans, inside the building at the time of the attack. An 18-year-old Sudanese man, identified only as Saddam, was one of the victims. We have an English translation of what he said.
At the beginning, we heard faraway clashes. Then we heard this strong bomb. Security people came and unlocked the doors, and we saw the fire, so we started helping to evacuate the people.
Fighting for control of Tripoli between Libya's internationally recognized government and the self-styled Libyan National Army led by rebel General Khalifa Haftar has been going on for months. Haftar's forces deny responsibility for the late Tuesday airstrike, blaming what they call pro-government militias. The chairman of the African Union Commission is calling for an immediate Libyan ceasefire and an independent investigation of the air attack. The United States has put a major anti-Pakistan militant organization, the Balochistan Liberation Army, on its list of global terrorist groups. Islamabad welcomed the move. The BLA operates in natural resource-rich Balochistan province, where China is investing billions of dollars in major infrastructure projects as part of its Belt and Road Initiative. The guerrilla group is considered the largest and most effective of several Baloch separatist organizations fighting Pakistani rule. It has waged an anti-government campaign since 2000, claiming it is fighting for the rights and the greater regional autonomy of nearly 7 million ethnic Balochs. To stay up to date on all the day's major developments, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. Aiming his words at the European Union, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says Tehran will take what he calls the next step in increasing its uranium enrichment this weekend. Earlier, Iran said it had breached a low-enriched uranium stockpile limit set by the 2015 nuclear deal. U.S. President Donald Trump took the United States out of the Iran nuclear agreement more than a year ago. We have a report on Tehran's latest warning from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
President Hassan Rouhani has warned European partners in its faltering nuclear deal that the Islamic nation would increase its enrichment of uranium to any amount that we want, putting pressure on them to offer a way round intense US sanctions targeting the country. Authorities on Monday had acknowledged Iran has broken through a limit placed on its stockpile of low-enriched uranium. An increasing stockpile and higher enrichment closes the estimated one-year window Iran would need to produce enough material for a nuclear bomb. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iran argued it is no longer bound by the 2015 agreement limits that once the United States left the accord, it was freed from those constraints. Six people died, more than 20 are missing after a small coastal dam burst in India's Maharashtra state as heavy monsoon rains produce havoc in the country's western region. India's National Disaster Response Force searched for survivors using drones. The area around the country's financial capital, Mumbai, has been hit hard. Unprecedented heavy rains in recent days have pushed the death toll there to 35. Back here in the U.S., there has been a federal court victory for migrants looking for asylum in this country. A report from AP's Jackie Quinn.
Immigrants' rights groups sued the Trump administration after Attorney General William Barr announced that to deter migrants from illegally entering the U.S., the government wouldn't offer bond hearings. Lawyers say they're not dangerous. They can reunite with relatives and find lawyers to help handle their claims. Judge Marcia Peckman agrees it's unconstitutional. She's ordered the government to provide a bond hearing within 7 days of a request by any immigrant demonstrating a credible fear of persecution if they're returned to their homeland. If the hearing isn't granted in 7 days, they must be released. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Trump administration has given up on its plan to include a citizenship question on the 2020 U.S. Census. And with that, the Census Bureau will be printing forms addressed to more than 100 million American homes. This after President Trump suggested the once-every-decade population count could be delayed to allow the inclusion of the controversial question. The Supreme Court ruled 5-4 last week against the administration's request. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.